Cass City now has the chance to keep their foot on the accelerator.
Erla rolling right and passing down to the goal line. The only problem was his closest receiver was at the 10-yard line of Sawyer Cuthrell. Incomplete, fourth and nine.
Cuthrell does a sideline route where he puts his foot on the 10-yard line and breaks hard to the sideline, creating separation between him and the defensive back, Jeffrey Wright. Mason Erla kind of thought it would be more of a flag route, which is a route that goes down the middle of the field and on an angle towards the end zone. And when Erla unloads it, there is nobody there, thankfully for him. And now it's fourth down and 10. The offense stays on the field.
They send two wide to the right, Persinowski and Parker Hare. To the left, Sawyer Cuthrell. Erla is in the shotgun, and we have whistles on the field. And we have a timeout called by Ubley with 11:55 left in regulation. Cass City 27, Ubley 6 on the WLAW Sports Network.
ServPro of Huron-Sanilac and North Tuscola Counties wishes all area football teams a great season. At ServPro of Huron-Sanilac and North Tuscola Counties, no job is too big and no question too small. So when fire or water damage strikes your home or business, call the team of specialists that responds faster to any size disaster. When the things that matter most to you are on the line, you want ServPro of Huron-Sanilac and North Tuscola Counties on the job, helping make fire and water damage like it never even happened. Call 989-673-7680. That's 989-673-7680. Franchises are independently owned and operated.
Cass City facing a fourth down, 9 yards to go at the Ubley 24-yard line. Two wide to the right, one to the left. Cuthrell now in motion. It's a handoff to Nick Perry, and he gets nowhere, maybe out to the 21-yard line. Shy of the first down by 6 yards. It's a turnover downs. Ubley with the stop, and an offense is on the field.
Darren Soule makes the tackle. That's a team-leading ninth tackle and a big one for Darren Soule, the junior, forces the turnover of downs, a much-needed relief for the Bearcat defense. Now their offense can come onto the field with a little momentum. Down three scores, 27-6. Cass City leads, 11:50 to go in the fourth quarter.
Trailing 27-6, Ubley offense on the field. And on first down, Derek Brown gets nowhere. No gain in the play, brought down by T.J. Moore, the junior from Cass City.
Yeah, T.J. Moore does a good job of plugging up the hole, allowing no gain on that play.
Peck is finally on the board against Deckerville. Unfortunately, it's still Deckerville 24, Peck 6, 2:58 to go in the third quarter. Second down, 10 to go. Wright looking to pass to his left. He does, and it's caught by Derek Brown for the first down, and then about 3, maybe 4 more yards. Brought down by Parker Hare.
That's Gavin Palace with the reception, Clark, number 88, bringing in the catch and a first down for the Bearcat offense.
Oz using the law of assumptions.
I don't blame you there, but Gavin Palace, tight end, a junior, 5'11", 155, sneaks off that line and gets to the sideline for his reception and gets a first down.
Wing T to the right, Wright rolling to his right to pass, and it is intercepted by Brad Hacker at the 45-yard line, and he gets all the way down back to the 36-yard line, tackled by Cole Mychek, the center. So just when Ubley got some momentum on their side, they throw another interception, the second of the night, and Cass City gets the ball back with a short field to work with.
I'm not sure who Jeffrey Wright was targeting there, as Nathan Keller and Roman Welton cross pass, a typical route you see trying to get defenders run into each other. As Roman Welton streaks down the field, Nathan Keller comes to the sideline, and Jeffrey Wright throws it right into the middle where those two receivers cross. There's nobody there but Cass City defenders everywhere. Brad Hacker picks it off.
And it's a handoff to the right side for Cass City, more than likely going to keep this one on the ground the rest of the way out. Sawyer Cuthrell with the carry. Nathan Keller on the stop for 4 yards. And now Cass City has 305 total yards in offense, 292 of those coming from running the ball.
Keep in mind, it's Jeffrey Wright's second interception of the game. Two crucial turnovers. Cass City gets the ball in the Bearcat zone. And as you mentioned, Clark, there's going to be a lot of running the football here. This is time to milk the clock for the Redhawks.
T formation, handoff, Sir Cothrell coming around that C gap, gets around inside the end and across the 30-yard line down to the 29, maybe the 28 according to the spot. Short of the first down regardless, sets up a third down, 3 yards to go. Anthony Sweeney on the stop.
At Cass City, running the ball twice to Sawyer Cothrell. He's on the near side of that wing tee, running behind his quarterback, going to the far side of the field, just outside of the tackle line. And he gets up the field just a little bit, but Ubley doing a nice job slowing it down.
Third down, 3 to go. Handoff to Sawyer Cothrell, has the first down, still on his feet. At the 20-yard line and inside down to the 18-yard line, move the chains for Cass City with 9:32 left in the fourth quarter.
That's that stacked I formation. Cass City likes to run in short yarded situations, third and three. They stack three running backs in a row in a line behind Mason Erla. The far back would be Sawyer Cothrell, which means number three, Nick Perry, is in the middle, and Shade Perzanowski is the first back. They let both of those guys go behind the right guard, and then Sawyer Cothrell follows in order, and lots of blockers to spring him for that gain.
And the counter to Perzanowski gets across the 20-yard line down to the 19 for a 4-yard gain, brought down by Darren Soul of Ubley.
Yeah, Darren Soul, number 68. Daniel Rutkowski in the area as well. Multiple defenders bringing down the running back. Ubley not fooled on the misdirection that time. Knew it was only a matter of time before they fake to Cothrell. After getting three or four straight carries, they go in the other direction. But they still get a nice gain on first down, about 5 yards. And that's exactly what Cass City needs to help milk this clock.
Hand off to Sawyer Cothrell, same exact play to the right. Dives inside and gets to the 16-yard line. It is a gain of 3 yards, brought down by Brandon Sodro. And now a third and short, 2 yards to go.
Brandon Sodro, 5'7", buck 65, senior, getting in on the tackle, bringing up third down for Cass City.
First down marker is at the 14-yard line. They are at the 16 with 8 minutes left in regulation, leading Ubley 27-6. T formation for Erla with three men in the backfield. Gets the snap and a quick handoff to Nick Perry. Blasts through the line and gets the first down. He's down to the 13-yard line for a new first down.
Yeah, Nick Perry hasn't touched the ball on this drive. It's the first time he does, and they call his number when they need a first down, and he comes through right through the middle, a quick dive right off center, and goes right through for a three-yard gain or so, which is plenty enough for a first down. Reset of downs now for Cass City as they continue to run this clock. We're already down 7.5 minutes here in the fourth quarter.
Nick Perry with 95 yards in the night. Sarah Cothrell with 109. Mason Erla with 62 and Perzanowski with 49. First and 10, a handoff to Sarah Cothrell. Breaks free of his first tackle. Gets inside the 10-yard line to the 8. Brought down by Dan Rakowski of Ubley. Second down inside the 10. First down marker is right at the 3-yard line.
That's 9 tackles now for Daniel Rakowski. And we got a final in Clark. Sandusky knocks out the USA Patriots 35-0. So as Sandusky advances to the district final, plays the winner of this game.
6:48 left in the fourth quarter on the WLW Sports Game of the Week, with Cass City leading 27-6 over Ubley. Erla in the tee under center. Second down, 6 to go. It's a handoff to Sawyer Cothrell, and he stopped short of the first down at the far sideline by a big tackle from Jeffrey Wright. It's a roughly a 4-yard gain, maybe even 5 yards, shy of the first down marker. They're at the 5-yard line. First down marker is at the 4, if not the 3.
Yeah, a good hit there by Jeffrey Wright as he lays into Sawyer Cothrell, knocking him down short of the first down marker. Looks like third and a long one coming up for Cass City.
Third and we'll say 2 for the Redhawks, working off that right hash. Earl is under center, standing at 6'6". Handoff right through the middle to Nick Perry, and he's in for
the
touchdown.
Zone.
And Cass City tacks on another score into the 30s,